Today on the Ag Show, we have newly appointed agricultural fieldman for Northern Sunrise County, Trent Keller. Thanks for talking with us today, Trent, and congratulations on the new position.
Well, thank you.
I know you were the former vegetation management coordinator. What did that role consist of?
That role actually is similar in some ways to what I'm doing now. They do assist with some of the duties of the fieldman, and that being some of the roadside vegetation management, of course, and then really the ongoing operations of the Ag Services Department.
How will your past role help you in being the new agricultural fieldman? Can you carry a lot of knowledge over to this new position?
Well, I came from the grain industry, originally from Mixed Farm in Saskatchewan. Spent 15 years in the grain industry buying grain, making recommendations for crop inputs, scouting fields, spraying crops, that sort of thing as the duties of that job were. After that, became a certified crop advisor and a certified ag fieldman. When I moved to Alberta, I worked for the grain companies until, 2006, when I became the farm production specialist in Athabasca County. I worked there for 13 and a half years, and I seen moving to Northern Sunrise County as an opportunity and a challenge for me. And I look forward to the mentorship and the succession plan that they had set forth.
So you obviously know what you're doing since you've been in the industry long enough doing grain and then also being in that former position in the Athabasca County. So what does this new role consist of?
Okay, so there's 2,200 kilometers of roadside in Northern Sunrise County. And one of our jobs here as vegetation management would be to mow those ditches, control weeds in those ditches, and assist our producers in weed control.
Is there a big problem with certain types of weeds in crops right now?
Settler's chamomile has been a problem in the past in this area, and that's one of the ones that we keep an eye on. It has been elevated to a creative obnoxious weed. Some of the concerns in the municipality are clubroot being found in one of the fields in the area, and that is a concern because clubroot likes to move fairly easily with any kind of soil movement. We also watch out for fusarium and blacklake in the area. So we monitor that and we try and inform our producers of what's taking place in the area in different fields. We do whatever we have to with those, whether it's hand pull them, spray them, mow them. Generally, if you can, hand pulling is the best. Spraying is something that you would have to do once it gets to a certain point. You just can't control it. It's too large patches, that sort of thing.
So obviously it takes a lot of hands and a lot of hours to do those types of projects to take them out.
Yeah, correct.
Is there any new projects on the horizon for this year, or are there any currently underway for the county?
Northern Sunrise County is not new to programs, and they've had very good programs as far as their weed control in the ditches, mowing programs, their wet mowers. Some of the programs that Northern Sunrise County have had for many years would include the roadside mowing program, weed control on the ditches, 2,200 kilometers of roadside is what they work with every year. They also have the fence line agreement for weed control. What that would entail is the municipality would go out and spray some weeds along the fence line to control weeds that aren't being able to be controlled through the mower and that are just outside of that producer's land base. So we want to try and catch those before they spread.
And when you tell the producers about these new things happening in the soil as well as the crops, what kind of information do you give them as well as how can you help them?
Well, awareness is a big help to begin with. Mm-hmm. As long as they know that they're there, there are ways that they can, either through crop rotation or choosing varieties that are non-susceptible, or there are resistant varieties of canola to clubroot. So that's an option as far as a management plan.
What are some programs that Northern Sunrise County has right now?
So there's a fence line program. That's one where the municipality will assist them with weed control along their fence lines, that sort of thing. That it comes at no cost to the producer, depending on where it is.
What are some things that you're looking forward to in this new position?
We're always looking for different ways of doing things, efficiencies, improving our organization.
You have a lot of experience in the agriculture industry. What are kind of some of the things producers are doing really good in the county right now?
So producers in the area, from what I've seen in the last year, they're on, from what I can see, on top of things, on top of what's going on in the agricultural industry. They're larger producers that you see in the province because of the land that we have here. It makes it easier for farmers, their farms to be larger because of the land that's available.
with your old role, being the vegetation management, would you go to the agricultural fieldmen?
You would assist them in those decisions and, yeah, keep them aware of what's happening and what you're seeing out there. We work together, right? The whole group here is a great team, and everybody has their, you know, their strengths. So we tend to work with our strengths. As a vegetation management coordinator, I was working with a crew there that was looking at roadside weed control, mowing. We did that sort of thing. So that was kind of where my focus was on. The fieldman at the time was looking after more of the park side of things. So there's about just under 50 sites that we work with, cemeteries, parks, walkways, those kind of things that need maintenance from time to time.
Do you have anything else that people wouldn't know you guys do?
Well, we support local research organizations like Peace Country Beef and Forage Association and SARDA, the Smoky Applied Research Demonstration Association. We support them financially, as well as we have our own ALICE program here, Alternative Land Use Services, dealing with soil erosion, shelter belts, riparian areas, wetlands, enhancing environment.
And with that program, you guys would help out, say there was a flood and then land started kind of eroding and stuff like that?
Correct, yeah. If there's an erosion issue there, we may have to take in some rocks, that sort of thing, plant some trees, anything to slow the flow of the water.
Do you have anything else that you'd like to add?
Well, you had asked me about the board,
yeah.
The Ag Service Board. So with that, I was just going to mention that like the goals of the Ag Service Board in Northern Sunrise County is basically to develop programs and policies guided by legislation with the intent to enhance and protect agricultural production, the environment, and quality of life within Northern Sunrise County. And they do that by advising council and the Minister of Agriculture. So they have quite a role in agriculture in the area. Some of the duties of the ag fieldman and of the vegetation management coordinator would be municipal inspectors under the Weed Control Act and the Alberta Agriculture Pest Act. And they're also officers under the Alberta Soil Conservation Act. That is one of our duties as fieldmen and vegetation management coordinators here at Northern Sunrise County.
Well, thanks for the chat today, Trent.